Although this is David First Citizen, really, at the Mound in Edinburgh. We've just watched a Kiss of the Torch outside the Bank of Scotland building. I'm here with Carolina. Carolina, can you just tell me about why you came here today and what you saw?
Again, probably like everyone, just, you know, it's not going to be here ever again. It's virtually on our doorstep, so we took a wander up and thought we'd come and see it all happening. And I'm surprised how many people there were, actually. Brilliant. Yes. Nice atmosphere.
What made you decide to come up to the Mound to see it? Was there a particular reason for that?
I thought there'd probably be a bit of an event, and I knew there was a thing on at the castle, so just thought, why not? Yeah.
And can you describe to the people here what the sort of crowds are like and the sort of atmosphere?
Huge cross-section of people, lots of tourists as well, lots of foreigners, lots of people with their kids. It's a wee bit unfortunate because the kids couldn't quite get into the front to see. But yeah, we had a good spot. Unfortunately, they moved the barrier just about 5 minutes before they came, and we couldn't see so much, and they were giving out blooming balloons as well, which is a bit annoying.
What do you think more generally about the torch coming through Scotland? Have you been watching it on the television?
I've actually been following it on the computer at work occasionally. I think it's good. I think it's probably, it gets people enthusiastic about the whole idea of the Olympics, which does seem pretty distant, but actually I've got tickets, so I'm going. So
okay, so what are you going to see at the Olympics?
We're actually going to the hockey, the ladies' hockey gold medal match, so let's hope GB is in it.
Excellent.
We're standing here, we can see the big Olympic rings in the background here. What do you think about those as a spectacle?
I think they're interesting. I wouldn't say any more, but yeah, I'm glad they've done something. But yeah, a bit fake looking.
Okay, thanks for your time.
You're most welcome.
That was such a bad comment.